Conditions for a Southern Gothic. Therefore my head was kingless. I was a head alone, moaning in a wet black field. I was like any of those deserter slaves whose graves are just the pikes raised for their heads, reshackled, blue and plain as fear. All night I whistled at a sky that mocked me, that fluently changed its grammar as if to match desire in my eye. My freedom is possible, it said, as if my torn-off head in that bed, swamped and whelming them with water, had one wish, and it did, to think stranger stuff, to break that boring need to always have a shadow trail its maker, such that one, the shadow snaps, rising to kiss the head. Two, the kiss lands, the head flies up in airy revolt. Three, cracked from the head come the crows of its thinking. Four, three crows move in minstrelsy against the night. Five, and the head still singing, last night a Negro was axed. Who among us was made to scratch a myth? Speak. If God made us in his image, it was the first failure of the imagination. Continuance, Ferguson, Missouri, 2014. Forever here, Mr. Dark, and tricking me, steaming from a manhole in Missouri, or else you're damp between the motion of the trees, revealing the breezy discourse of those trees' black sound. I can see now how everything I've learned of you is wrong. How an air of dumb assumption lounged on my brow, a liar, winking, claiming a shadow is as empty as my childhood vision of the falling sun meant emptiness. But every child knows what moves the wind at night, knows what leads some birds to develop their unrest in the high green of some trees, or lower, what leans against that tree's bark. A man? Or is it the just barely intelligible idea of one, head back, maybe eyes closed, moaning, working to hysteria, the erection rising like a haunted chain away from him? If I move closer, carrying a glass cup, if my mouth is that cup. Though I've known fear move as bravely in this world, move like a physical man, it can shoot a boy, so shoot me. Who said that? Was it really the black of my tongue? But how could any breed of blackness ever wish to be penetrated? I could tell you how a foot creaks even falling dead in the night, could tell the red a mother cries when she feels that absence drop like pity inside her, but I cannot say what a bullet says as it enters a child's skin. But come in. You can enter me, Mr. Dark. Let tonight be the first night I deeper see the pregnant possibilities of your design, how your fingers move to build such attitudes, turning a moaning of the wind into a man, making what is a tease of grass at the hill into terror, now pleasure, then back to grass again. Aren't you the mirror in which all lights balance? Aren't you the line on which all lines cross? Anything lives in you, so that the dark over there can be the dark of Mike Brown, full of breath, that the dark right here can be the dark of my own bastard mind, that this dark come closest to my lips is a shadow's knowledge, full, not ever empty, charitable as it is wicked, risky as it is good, fascination, perversion, and I move to it, to you, a shadow chaser, hearing the birds make restlessness in the trees, watching the man stroke velvet from his body, head still back, maybe eyes parted, or he's singing now. He's at that point when I must surrender my knees to gravity and mouth ready, be gone. I'll choose what ground I lie on. This is called You Are Not Christ, New Orleans, Louisiana, 2005. For the drowning, yes, there is always panic or peace. Your body behaving finally by instinct alone, crossing out wonder, crossing out a need to know. You only feel you need to live, that you deserve it, even here. Even as your chest fills with a strange new air, you will not ask what this means. Like prey caught in the wolf's teeth, but you are not the lamb. You are what's in the lamb that keeps it kicking. Let it.